Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Ra'eh. Benching Rosh Chodesh Elo, this Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, Tafshin Pei, Lurin Shemin, Tzchus, Refuah Shlema for Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah, Ben Rivka, B'Sol Shechai Yisrael. Again, if anyone needs a Refuah Shlema or a yard site, please email me at arimerzov@gmail.com. Not looking for any sponsorships, but just looking to be able to bring Tzchusim to people, those who need, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from a Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, the prime student of Menachem Mendel Rimanov. The second pasuk of the Parsha, the pasuk says, Yud Aleph Chavzayin, Esa bracha asher tishmu al mitzvah Hashem elokeichem asher anochi mitzvah eschem hayom. And you want to know what the bracha is? The bracha is when you listen to the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I command you here today. It says of Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, what is the deeper idea over here? That this is the bracha. He says there's no greater bracha when a Jew has a desire and a ratzon and a real passion for Avodas Hashem. That is the bracha. Esa bracha asher tishmu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu opens up the parsha, says, Re'e anochi nozat ledecha bracha klala. And by the way, the bracha is the listening to the mitzvahs. No. Pasha pshat. The most unbelievable bracha in the entire world is having the passionate relationship, the kisufim for the Ribbono Shel'olam. Esa bracha asher tishmu, says Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, Ein lecha brachas yoyser gedol me kisufim l'shmo l'kayim mitzvahs Hashem. It's a bracha asher tishmu al mitzvahs Hashem. There's no greater bracha than when a Jew has a closeness and a passion and a yearning for their Ribbono Shel Olam. This is actually what Rabbi Aaron of Kalin, the Baal Kol HaKsoif, I like to sing this zemer on Leil Shabbos and Shal Shudas, especially the Chassidus Shavelt. It's very, very apropos to be able to end Shabbos with this. Kol HaKsoif Noyim Shabbos, that I yearn for the beauty of Shabbos, that a Jew has the power of yearning and wanting and desiring, of kisufin l'Hashem, of having holy desires for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is the ultimate bracha, says Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov. When I saw this lashon of kisufin, I said, this is exactly what the Beis Aharon of Kolin says, that a Jew has to have those desires and those emotional feelings of the relationship of Shabbos Kosher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beautiful idea from Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov and the Beis Aharon of Kolin. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Kli Chemda. I'm not so familiar with the Kli Chemda. I had to do a little research. The Kli Chemda was from the 19th century. He was a prime student of the Avnei Nezer. My friend Rabbi Yosef Kasarlo said that Rav Shechter, Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita says the Kli Chemda was like the Minchas Usher of the 19th century. Meaning he was very, very well respected, holding everything. Kli Chemda, what a beautiful word. Here we go. Yud Bei Zion. V'achaltam sham lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, you shall eat the karmanos in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem atem avateichem sheberach Hashem Elokecha. You shall rejoice in all that you have undertaken, you and your households, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed you. So last year, I believe we quoted one Kli Chemda about Achdus and how to deal with tzedakah and how to do it in a passionate way. But here is a different idea. It says the Kli Chemda, what's this idea? Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, that when you're eating karmanos, you have to also rejoice in what you sent out. What's the word here? It says the Kli Chemda, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yontov, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, that Simchas Yontov is only complete when you help others people, when you help others Simcha as well. When you make sure that the Aniyim have what to eat, or you make sure you invite those Aniyim, the poor people, come to your house, then your Simchas Yontov is complete. But if your Simchas Yontov is only focused on your internal family, your individual family, your Simcha is not true Simcha. It might be Simcha for yourself, but the ultimate Simcha, and the full Simcha, and the complete joy, is when you make sure, says the Rambam, make sure to be able to help others. And that's what the Kli Chemda is saying in this pasuk. Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem. What does that mean? Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem. Mishlach comes from lachan of shalach. The shalach means you should be joyous, you should be happy, and that you're able to make other people's yontif and other people's simcha. And there's actually, I heard of this avort from the name of Rav Yaakov Meir Golvich, the Rosh Hashiva of Kerem Yavna. The Mishnah Perkei Yovah says, Ezo asher asamech b'chalko, right? Perek Dal, Mishnah Av. Ezo asher asamech b'chalko. Who is rich? Someone who's happy with what they have. That's Pashup Shah. You're happy with your lot. You satiated with simplicity. Says the Rosh Hashiva of Kerem Yavna, no. The deeper idea is Ezu Usher, who is rich? Hasameach bilchalko. You're happy with chalko. Not referring to you, but chilek shalo. You're happy with what your friend has. Your friend won the lottery? Oh, I'm happy for him. Your friend drives that car? I'm happy for him. Your friend's making a chasna? I'm happy. I'm actually joyous. That is someone who's rich. Someone who's actually joyous for someone else's simcha and something that you don't have. That is the ultimate level of richness. Something that you're able to have joy for someone else. Says Rashi Yekim Revena, that's what it's all about. And that's exactly what the Kli Chemda is saying here. Joy, personal joy comes when you make other people happy, when you make other people the simcha. What a beautiful idea from the Kli Chemda and the Rashi Shiva Kerem Yavne. Of course, moving on to idea number three. At the end, number three comes from the Mor of Shemesh. And Klon was Kalman of Krakow. Mor of Shemesh, one of the classical Hasidic Shesvarim. Perek Yugimel Pasuk Hey and Vav. Achre Hashem Alokechem Teleichov Oso Siro. It's Mizel Sav Tishmor of Kolos Tishmav Oso Sadu Vosid Baku. Pasuk says you should be going after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should fear Him. You should make sure to cling to the ones, the people who are Tamini Chachamim Sadiqi Emes. The Hanavi, next pasuk, the Hanavi who Ochol Macham Ayuha Mimos Kidibar Sora Al Hashem Alokechem. But someone who's a fake Navi, someone who, you know, at the end of the day, is a false prophet or is a dreamer, he shall be put to death. Says Mor of Hashemesh, why are these two psukim back to back? We should be dovek to the Talmid Chachamim, should be close to people who are tzaddikim, and at the end of the day, you should put to death people who are fake Navim, people who are dreams, and they say things that aren't true. Says Mor of Hashemesh, the more a Jew is dovek to tzaddikim emes, the more a Jew finds people, find Talmid Chachamim, find people that you could aspire to be close to, you feel connected to, then what happens? Us to Oru Mepalasim Shanavi Asheker VaAnavi Ahu Yumas. The more we cling to tzaddikim, the more we look for role models and teachers and rebbeim and moras and seminary teachers and people that inspire us, then that itself causes the sheker of the world to fall away. He says it's a grama. It happens. The more a Jew connects himself to tzaddikim, to people who are pure and are only in the position to be able to bring kavod shemaim for kavod shemaim, then the nevi, the sheker, falls away. Maybe you can say personal for oneself. The more a person establishes himself with emistic of people, the more sheker falls away within themselves. That's not what he says. He says that then it's referring to the world at large. Maybe we could say, maybe a little deeper, maybe it's referring to the more you bring yourself to emistic of people, then the sheker falls away. But then this reminded me of a vort from last week's parasha from the Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh HaChaim. They both say the same idea. The pasuk said in Chamishi, just to fear Him. Says Gemara Brachos at Afgam Gimel Mebeis, just to fear Him? Just to fear Him is such a small thing? Yeah, by Moshe it was a small thing. Says the Baal Shem Tov, and the Shavachayim, the world of the Baal Shem, the world of the Grah, the same word. What, it's just a small thing by Moshe Rabbeinu? Shkoch, not everyone's Moshe Rabbeinu. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu ask us to fear Him if we're not all Moshe Rabbeinu? So I saw the Imre Emes says that every single one of us have the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu within us, not for now. Says the Baal Shem Tov Nefesh HaChaim, you know what it means? It means everyone has the ability to connect themselves to a Moshe Rabbeinu. When you have a role model, when you have a tzaddik in your life, and you have a rebbetzin, or you have a seminary teacher in your life, and you're constantly looking to them for advice and for chizuk, then you're constantly uplifted. And that's the whole word over here, the Mor of Hashem. Achrei Hashem Alokechem Teilechu. You got to look for people who inspire you to the Moshe, and then the Navi Yumas, and then all the Sheker will fall away. That's the whole word. The Baal Shem Tov Nefesh HaChaim say, you have to make sure you always have people you can look to it for halachic advice, for hashkafic advice, for people that could help you lead you in your Avodas Hashem, and every and then all the sheker, says the Mor v'Shemesh, will fall away. But a beautiful idea from the Mor v'Shemesh, and the Baal Shem Tov and Nefesh HaChaim say the same idea as well, making sure to have role models and teachers and tzaddikim in our lives. Moving on to Adina number 4. Adina number 4 is Perek Yudalad Pasuk Aleph, comes from the Sefer B'nei Yosef. I'm going to try to translate the Chassidish Rebbe Yeshaya Mipshadvors. B'nei Yosef, we'll call him the B'nei Yosef. Says the B'nei Yosef, Perek Yudalad Pasuk Aleph, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You have to know you were always the Rabbeinu Shalom's children. Sometimes you shouldn't make a mark. Good. But what he asked the Kashka, what's Banim Atem? What's the lashon of Atem coming to teach us over here? What's the message for us? Says the B'nai Yosef. You want to know what it is? Because the Gemara tells us, I believe in Rosh Hashanah, that we're always there by the mitzvah, by the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Even if we make the Levana wrong and we declare the Levana to be on the 20th and really it was Rosh Chodesh, or we make it wrong, what does Gemara say? Atem afil shogim, atem afil mezinin, atem afil muatem. We're always the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're always the Rabbeinu Shalom. Even if we do by accident, or even if we do make a mistake on purpose, or even if at the end of the day we lower ourselves, banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. So what is the word atem coming to teach us? This atem is coming to teach us, just like by Kiddush Levana, by looking for the Levana, we're always, even if we make a mistake, atem, 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 right? The Gemara says, makes that drasha. Atem, shogin, atem, mezidim, atem, imotin. We did an accident on purpose, or you lowered yourself. We're always the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says that's exactly what the pasuk tells us. Atem, it's giving us that reference to that Gemara. I believe in Rosh Hashanah to remember that we have that eternal connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this is exactly the word we love to say from Rav Biderman. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Amalav. When do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? When we do the right thing, we do the wrong thing. And Rabbi Yehuda says, only when we consider, only when we're only considered banu when we do the right thing. But Rabbi Meir comes along and says, whether we do the right thing or not, we always consider banu shalom. We always consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's mishpacha. And the Rashba writes in a tshuva, at the end of the day, we usually pass in the machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. And the Kurban Rebbe said, the mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba. For every Jew should know that even if you make a mistake, a Jew can never come back, never be too far away from their banu shalom. And how crucial and critical is this message now going into this Shabbos when we're benching Rosh Chodesh El to know that it might be maybe in this year, maybe I did a few things that I shouldn't have done. But now comes El, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm here. I have to make the first step. The king is there. HaMelech Basada. I'm going to do my best to be able to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. His palace is always open for me. And that's the lashon of Atem. Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mezen, Atem Afilu Muatan. What a beautiful idea of the Bnei Yosef, and that Rav Binyamin packages so beautifully. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Eben Ezra. Tesvav Zion Kibecha Evio my mitzvah stuck me acher sha acher ba acher sha ba tsakha sha shama ka khono sen lach lo samat so vav ko bosik so tsyar kham yakhikha evio. When you see a poor person amongst you in your land that Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you should not harden your heart, nor should you close your hand. Kibasach tiftach asyadcha, you should open up your hand. We said the word in the past, the word from the Gra. Why say double lashon? Because if you close your hand, I love this word, I cannot say this word. If you close your hand, it looks like all your fingers are the same length. But you open your hand, you realize that your fingers are all different lengths. So too, don't view every ani, every person, as that this always another poor person. No, everyone has an individual case. Don't view them as if you have your hand closed, then you can't see them. But if you open your hand, then you can see everyone has their own individual case. But that's not what we're going to focus on today. We're going to focus on lo sa'ames es lavavcha. You shouldn't close your heart. Says the Eben Ezra five words. What do you mean you shouldn't close your heart? Ledaber alibo dvarim toivim. That you shouldn't close your heart. That you shouldn't say kind words to the poor man. When it's time to be able to see a poor person, even if you don't have the money. The ikkar by seeing the poor person is you shouldn't close your heart from saying kind words. There's a maysa I saw in Rabbi Zalig Pliskin. He writes a story that Rav Moshe Feinstein and a student were rushing to an important meeting. They're already quite late. Finally, an elderly Jew stopped them for a donation. And Rosh Hashiva gave him a few dollars and started listening to him as if he had all the time in the world. Finally, the poor man finished and Rosh Hashiva started to walk away even more quickly than before. The student asked him, why did the Rosh Hashiva stand and listen? Couldn't he have just given the money and gone on since we're in such a rush? Said Rav Moshe. The Rosh Hashiva answered, listening to someone unburden his heart is worth more to the person than the money. Listening, as I saw in a vort, listen is the same word from in a Geras Ramban. Rabbi Foyer writes, listen is the same word as silent. Listening, says Rav Moshe, is more worth than the money. Maybe that's what the Eben Ezra is saying here. Maybe you don't have what to say, but just to bit the power of listening could go a very long way. And that was the vort that Rav Moshe was teaching his student. Yeah, we're going to be late to the meeting. No, we're going to be late. But then we see an ani. It's all about listening. It's not just about the money. It's about how you approach the ani. They say that the mice, when a poor person used to come in by Rav Soloveitchik Shir, the Rav used to shake. The Rav used to shake. Because when you see an ani, it's not just about the result giving the money. It's about how you treat them and how kind and sincere you are. And that was the whole word we said earlier from the Gra. Kifsoch tiftach yotcha, be able to realize that everyone's in their own individual situation. And the Eben Ezra says at the end of the day, it's all about how you speak to them, giving kind words. And Rav Moshe said it's not just about the money, it's also about how you talk to them, listening and being kind and sincere and caring to them. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the beautiful part of Sihar Shavarimanov. It's a bracha, Sher Tishma al Mitzvah Hashem. What's the bracha there? What's the bracha? Says Sihar Shavarimanov. The biggest bracha is Asher Tishma al Mitzvah Hashem. When a Jew has the kisufin of the Ribbono Shel Olam, when a person yearns to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what Rabbi Aaron Karlin, the base Aaron says by Kayach Soif Noim Shabbos, that we yearn to have the beauty of Shabbos in our lives, to have holy desires. Idea number two, from the Klichemda, the prime student of the Avnei Nezer and Yud Bei Zayin, Usmachtem Chol Mashach Yadchem. What are we being so happy about what we send? Then they sing, your Simchas Yontif is not complete when it's only about yourself. When you make others happy and others Yontif happy, then your Simchas is complete. And that's the vort that Rashiv and Karen Biavner writes in Pirkei Avos, Berek Dal Mishnah Av, Izo Asher Smech Bechelko. Smech Bechelko doesn't refer to your chelik. Smech Bechelko, you're happy for what your friend has. He got his daughter got engaged, or she got engaged, and I'm actually sincerely happy for them. You're the ultimate rich one. And your simcha is simcha for others. That's true simcha. The fourth idea is more of a shemesh. Achre Hashem ta'elecho teilechu vo sibak. You should make sure to be close to Tamid Chachamim. And then it says all about the Nadavi Sheker should die. Why are the smichas of these two psukim? Because at the end of the day, the more a person attaches himself to tzaddikim, him, then the sheker, the novim, the dreamers will fall away. And maybe we say the more we attach ourselves to emes, then the sheker falls within ourselves away. The Baal Shem, the Nevi Shechem both say the same idea from last week's parsha. Parsha's Ekev, the pasuk says that what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu asking you just to fear him? The Gemara says, oh, just to fear him. Yeah, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's just a small thing. Says the Baal Shem, the Nevi Shechem, we're not all Moshe Rabbeinus. Oh, the Imam Emes says, okay, each of us has a Moshe Rabbeinu within us. I think you believe it's the last idea on the Imam Emes on Parsha's Ekev. Says Baal Shem Tov, no. Every Jew has the ability to connect himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to have a Rebbe. When you have a Rebbe or a Rebbetzin, they're constantly working on your Shemaim, and they're constantly yearning to grow to the Baal Shem, then you could connect to them, and they can have an effect on you. How important is it to always be connected to Tzadikim, to true models, to people that inspire us. Then they've said with the fourth idea of the Bnei Yosef, what is the name? Banim Atem LaShem Lokechem Yudalat Alf. What's Atem? Because Atem, the Gemara says, I believe in Rosh Hashanah by Levana, even if the Edom came back, and as Atem Avilam Mizidin, Afilo Atem Shushogin, Afilo Atem. We're always Rabbanu Shem children, and we actually, the halacha is that even if they made a mistake, we go by their ruling. Says Bnei Yosef, that's the word here too. Banim Atem, you're always mine, whether you make the mistake or not, whether you act appropriately or not, you're always mine. That's Rav Biederman packages beautifully. Gemara and Kiddushin, the Gemara, the Machlokas, when we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, usually passing like Rabbi Meir. It's usually passed by Rabbi Huda, who says that only we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu children will do the right thing. Rabbi Meir says, no, mikafa kafa nekorban. And the Rashba writes, passed like Rabbi Meir. And the Korban Rebbe says, in the midst of the farce of the Shabbat, to know that we have an internal connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how important is it to be able to know this going to a benching Rosh Chodesh El? Finally, the fifth and final, the Eben Ezra says, Lo sa'ames, sa'savavcha, you shouldn't close your heart. What does it mean you shouldn't close your heart? Five words, the dabra, alibel, dvarm, toivim. That then to speak kind words to the ani. And that's what Moshe said to the student. It's not just about the money. It's about how you speak to them, how you care for them. To be able to realize, says the Vilna Gaon, every poor person has their own individual case. Don't close your heart. Don't close your eyes and see, oh, it's another poor person. No, everyone has their own individual circumstances, and be kind and caring and sincere. That's what the Eben Ezra says. Don't close your heart. Make sure a kind word. And that's what Moshe was all about. Kind words. And the Rav, when we saw a poor person come into a shiur, Mama Sheikh, he should be zoch be'ez Hashem, to have kisufin for the Rav Hashem, to have holy desires for the Rav Hashem, to understand that true simcha for others, to have true role models, true tzaddikim, true Rebbeim and Moses in our life that are constantly searching for the Rav Hashem. And at the end of the day, to be able to know, are we have an eternal connection to Rabbanu Shem, Rabbanim and Banos forever and ever, and to understand the power of kind and caring and sincere word to anyone and everyone we meet. Mishra B'zochav Ezra Shem, to have a good Geben Shdor as we head into the month of El B'ezra Shem Sbach. Ani L'doidi, L'doidi L'yishkoich.